A colloquium to commemorate the 2015 African Public Service Day has been held at the Banquet Hall in Accra. It focused on the role of public service in women empowerment, innovation and accessible service delivery. The chairperson of the Public Service Commission, Mrs. Bridget Katrikou, stressed the need for government to have more women in positions of influence to help bring the experiences and perspectives to bear on the decision-making process. Here's a report by George Minta.
The Public Service Day was instituted by the UN General Assembly in 2002. A resolution was adopted to designate 23rd June of every year as Public Service Day. The day was adopted as part of the AU calendar to celebrate the values and virtues of public service. It also recognized the contributions made by public servants to national development. The chairperson of the Public Service Commission, Mrs. Bridget Katrikou, touched on the important role of women in national development.
Equal representation of women and men in government administration makes it possible for decisions that take into consideration diversity in the needs of both men and women. Empowering women and strengthening women's participation in decision making should therefore be at the heart of social and economic development.
The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection, Mrs. Oyelisa, said her ministry is strengthening the legal and policy framework to enhance women empowerment.
The Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection has sponsored and drafted an affirmative action bill. We have received a second draft of the bill from the Attorney General, and we are consulting and working with other sector ministries to finalize the bill. We will submit to Cabinet for consideration this year. This bill seeks to promote the full and active participation of women in public life. This bill seeks to provide a more equitable system of representation in electoral politics and also in governance. The objective of the bill is to ensure our achievement of gender equality in our political, social, economic, and educational spheres of our society. Our benchmark is 40% representation. 40% of appointments in public offices should go to women across board.